In the name of the living God, creating, redeeming, and sustaining.
Amen.
Amen. Two years ago, I found myself connected to my phone too much of the time. I made a Lenten commitment that year to take various apps off of my phone that kept me connected to the news cycle 24 hours a day. And then the lockdown happened. And in order to take care of the church and my family, I had felt I had no choice but to be wired more than ever before. What I had been reading at all hours was depressing and threatening. Shootings every day, constant political drama, and finally, the first American who died of coronavirus. Life, not just in times like those, but often our experience of it disappoints. Disappointment was what I was experiencing when I kept turning my attention to my phone and the news on it. And somewhere along the way, I realized I had a choice to continue to be sucked in and unsettled and be subject to the news cycle, or to choose a different way. In this week's gospel reading from Luke, Jesus gets pulled into an anxious conversation about the latest news cycle. Apparently, the Romans have massacred a group of 18 religious pilgrims, and this is not the first time. Jesus immediately squashes any easy answers. They're trying to figure out who to blame. Any victim blaming, any tidy cause and effect logic about what's going on, Jesus says, no, it's not about that. And Jesus refuses to interpret bad news to explain anything about how God operates. Jesus chooses not to share a response to this question. And instead of offering sympathy to the people who were harmed, we get a very different response than we might expect from Jesus. It could have been you. Now's the time to repent, Jesus warns. If Jesus were here today, we might have a lot of bad news to bring him of our news cycle, especially of the people in the Ukraine. And instead of Jesus responding, isn't it awful what's happening to those people? His response, according to the gospel, would be, it could have been you. Unless you repent, you'll all perish as they did. What? Hardly heartwarming good news today. But it does beg the question, how then shall we live? And how do we repent? It's not what you might think. I think so often we equate repentance with behavior and guilt. And we keep falsely believing that Jesus' primary goal was to reform personal morality. But this is a misunderstanding of repentance. The word repent at its root is about thinking and perception. It refers to a complete and utter change in how a person understands something. So it means reorienting your entire life, everything you do, toward God. What if you started to turn how you see everything through the lens of what God might make possible? Now, let's be clear, this is not about escapism. It is not about minimizing life's horrors. But it is a call to not get so caught up in the cataclysms that we become part of them. As Matt Skinner commented on the scripture, quote, Jesus then is promising an alternative perspective on the cycles of violence, pain, and meaninglessness, to miss out on this way of seeing, to neglect to repent, is to miss out on other dimensions of our existence, to pass by one's purpose. End quote. We heard the classic story of Moses and the burning bush today. Moses was just out doing his everyday, day-to-day life, out with the sheep. But Moses was acutely aware of the news cycle going on in his midst, the horrors the people of Egypt, his people in Egypt, were experiencing. But it's on just an everyday walk that an angel of God appears to Moses. It's in that burning bush alongside the road. Now, it's important to note how Moses responds. I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up. I must turn aside. And the Greek word for repent is the one that Jesus is referring to in the gospel this morning is metanoia, which means to turn one's heart. In the Hebrew, sur has a parallel meaning to turn aside or to remove. Moses removed something, turned aside in order that he might see God. It's then and there that Moses receives the great call that defines his life and changes the course of history and defines our faith. Therein lies the question for us today. How shall we repent? From what do we need to turn aside so that we might see the burning bush that's been blazing alongside the roads of our life all along? One thing is promised in today's scripture. Turn your gaze from whatever's kept your heart and mind from God. That's what it means to repent. And when you do this, you will find purpose and life. So here's a way to start the process. And whatever you do this week, stop. Notice what you're turning your attention to and turn your attention to God. If you're not sure where to look, ask for God to show up. Finding God happens first by seeking God. This is very good news that God is still speaking, still showing up. Jesus calls us to do our part, to listen, to turn, to hear, and to see for ourselves. Amen.